Welcome to the Intuitive Rising Podcast. I'm your host, Amy Brooks. This is a podcast that invites you to remember who you are, return to yourself, and rise into your highest and best soul self. Every week, I will be sharing inspiring conversations about topics that hold keys to your awakening. My mission as an international evidential psychic medium, Reiki practitioner, and intuitive mentor is to help you rise into who you were born to be. Enjoy the show. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Intuitive Rising Podcast. I'm your host, Amy Brooks. It is so nice to be with you today. Thank you for joining. Thank you for listening and downloading and liking and subscribing if you are catching this on YouTube. I appreciate that so, so much. So we're here today for a March 2026 energy forecast. So if you are new to the podcast, these monthly energy forecasts are done with the intention of bringing forth, if you think about maybe the weather of the month, the energetic weather of the month, and this is kind of what we are expecting. And then if we have a heads up about the forecast, we know how to best prepare. We know to bring an umbrella one day or to make sure that we leave a little bit early. If, you know, there's going to be some wild weather, some snowstorms. That's essentially the gist of this is I am bringing forth the energy forecast of the month. And then we give this to bring forth awareness and, you know, kind of some aha moments, how to best prepare, how to best move through with ease and alignment, right? Because if you think about this like a weather forecast, if you don't know it's going to rain, then you don't really leave the house prepared that it's going to rain, right? But if you have a heads up, hey, this, you might like encounter this type of weather this month or this week or this day, then you come prepared, which makes your lived experience of that day, of that weather, more easeful and more aligned. So that's a good way to think about it. With that being said, let's get right into it. I do pull cards for this, and then I build upon and channel in the moment. We have messages from the tarot, from an oracle deck, as well as a overall lesson, like why, what is this energy kind of trying to teach me? We'll tap into that, as well as an animal number and color support for us in this month of March 2026. Okay, so we have got from the tarot, we've got the Four of Pentacles. So with the Four of Pentacles, there is a feeling of, there's definitely a feeling on like abundance, money, material possessions, things to do with careers, jobs. Essentially, we are kind of in planning mode, or we are encouraged to be in planning mode around the future, specifically around our livelihood, our finances, our material things, and, you know, our future plans for that. Now, so we are looking for and we are desiring more security in these things. We're looking for some stability, and maybe this hints at maybe things haven't been that secure or as stable as we would like. And that's a bit off-putting, of course. But I do hear very clearly in this moment that the power is in our hands, that we are being asked to kind of be in planning mode right now. I do hear the word like conservativeness, potentially around your finances this month. Now, this doesn't mean that we want to hoard or that we need to be fearful of spending money, especially if, you know, it feels right to do so, or there's something coming up we've been planning for forever. That's okay. It just feels like there is a focus on being mindful though this month. So the overall lesson of this though is, can you be mindful of your finances but not hoard them? Can, like, it's kind of asking you to find balance. So it's not about throwing caution to the wind and, you know, just doing everything that you want to do all at once. There is some messages around planning and patience that comes in. You know, it's kind of like we can't
do it all right now, and that's okay. But just try to find balance between that extreme and the extreme of, oh no, like I can't do anything. I have to kind of hoard my pennies. You know, and I say this with tact and reason. I know that everybody's lives and situations are very, very different. But just in general, if you could think about that around not just your finances, but your job and, you know, your material possessions, your home and all of those things, there kind of is a caution around over-identifying with those things. So maybe some of us are over-identifying with what it is that we do for our livelihood, like how we make money. Maybe we're over-identifying with our status, our home, the things that we have and what we can do with it. I hear in this moment, like keeping up with the Joneses, right? Maybe some of us are in that mindset of kind of scrambling. I'm seeing the image and this energy of someone scrambling, trying to keep up with the Joneses, maybe not being able to anymore. Maybe feeling like less like you want to, right? So it feels like there's some changes around what is important to me, what is true abundance for me, what do I want my future to look like? So there's a lot of that kind of query popping around in the weather of March 2026. We're being asked to get really clear on what abundance looks like for us, what it means to be stable and secure, and you know, what it is that we want moving forward in the future. So a lot of us may be in planning mode or thinking ahead mode. We might be a little bit more conservative or mindful about how we are spending this month, not because we're resistant or we're fearful of not having enough, but because we are being, you know, maybe we're saving something, right? Saving money towards something that's worthwhile. And in the moment, we're like, do I want this kind of little thing that feeds my desire to spend money in this moment and I don't really need, or can I be patient and save my pennies working towards this thing that I actually really, really, really need or really, really, really want? There is this feeling of like you can have what you want. Some of us are just being asked to trust in the timing of those things. I also am hearing a lot about debt repayment, which is interesting, but a lot of us, many of us may be kind of in that mindset of, I think it's time I take an honest look at things. I think it's a time that I am working at repaying some debt or trying to figure out how to do that. That comes in as well. And just being like really transparent with yourself around what you think about money. And, you know, if there's any, if we're saying something like a money block, what we mean by that I hear is what keeps you from like the next version of yourself. When we talk about your dreams, your goals, your career goals, your, you know, financial goals, is there something within you that feels as if that's not possible for you? This would be a good month to think about those things. But also I keep hearing like the you know, the ball is in your court. So, you know, I want to be mindful because I know that there are so many people out there in this world right now that are struggling a lot when it comes to finances. And so we don't want to, you know, throw the wool over our eyes, so to speak, bury our head in the sand and you know, not acknowledge that that is not a fact and a truth and a reality for so many people. But there is this like kind of empowering energy of, okay, but you know, what is it that I do want? What is it I truly desire? What is it that I feel like I don't have right now? Is it possible for me to have those things? The answer is yes. It's just the way in which you receive those things. The path may be a shorter path, might be a little bit longer, but I am hearing to trust the timing in it. So let's go over those keywords again: security, stability. We are really building a strong foundation right now. And, you know, if you're thinking about a strong foundation around all things pentacles, which represent our physical health, which I haven't talked about yet, right? This may be about you wanting to start something new on your health journey, of being healthier, being stronger, trying to tackle something with transparency and compassion towards yourself. Pentacles may also represent the things we talked about, your money, your job, your home, your status, and all of those types of things, as well as goals. So you're being asked to build a strong foundation around them. And if you are feeling like you're not worthy of the thing that, you know, you are most working towards, then wouldn't it make sense that it might take a little bit longer to get to you in your lived reality if you don't believe that it's possible for you? So that's what the strong foundation is about, is can we build this strong foundation within ourselves and be empowered within ourselves that we know that we can do that, that we know we can achieve that. It just is going to take us being mindful and consistent, and we must have the belief that it is possible for us. Control comes in and just being mindful of that extreme that I talked about. No extremes this month. Try to have as much balance as possible. Be mindful of finances, over-identifying with money or material possessions. We talked about that as well. There might be a little bit of fear of change that comes in. So when we talk about building a strong foundation, you know, some of us are kind of on the precipice of stepping into a new chapter in so many ways. And so, you know, if we are going to kind of go to the next level, so to speak, and have that breakthrough moment, number one, we have to believe that we can, right? Which is why we brought that up earlier. But number two, just knowing that there could be a little bit of resistance or fear to what happens next. What happens next when I reach that new level? How is my life going to change? You know, it is going to change for the better. Try to work through any fear of change right now. And know that feels like it's rooted in a lot of the more uncomfortable energies that might come in right now. There is this big whoosh of new energy that wants to come in for all of us collectively. And I feel like if we're feeling any of those more uncomfortable energies, it's most likely I hear rooted in the fear of change. So give yourself some time to think about that as well. And where are you fearing change in your own life, especially around finances, your job, your status, and your physical health? And lastly, there was encouragement around planning and making sure that we were doing so. We're not just kind of willy-nillying it. We just kind of have a step up, a plan, so to speak. Okay, the next thing we're going to talk about is the Oracle message for this month. Now, the Oracle card we have is a gorgeous one this month. It is called the Rose. Really, really pretty. And the Rose is really about trusting timing. So again, we've got this trickle down message that came from the tarot about trusting in timing. You know, sometimes we take the short route and sometimes we take the long one. We do need to trust in the timing that, you know, whenever we get there is the right time. And also, this is a little bit about sacrifice, which is an interesting message. But, you know, what I was hearing about was how I'm hearing the song in my mind. Every rose has its thorn, right? But roses do have thorns, right? And so it's like, in order to get to the good stuff, in order to get to the rose, there might be a couple bumps in the road. There could be some thorns, right? This is that message of sacrifice. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it is coming through really, really loud and clear. There's also a message around like sacrificing, you know, sometimes think about what we just talked about with the Four of Pentacles, and maybe there's some things, the temporary, the in the moment, things that we want to do or we want to be or we want to distract ourselves with or we want to purchase, right? And how there was a message around, okay, but that might give you that temporary, scratch the itch temporarily, but this is actually what you want, this long-term thing. And what if you just, you know, stayed patient and you set your eye on the prize and you were consistent and then you actually get the thing that you want versus all of these little things that you don't want. That's around the sacrifice. Like, you know, all things, I'm trying to think, there's a saying and it's not coming in my mind, but it's kind of like, You know, it's worth it. All things that you want, that you desire are worth it. It's worth the sacrifice of maybe not doing everything that you want to do right now, with doing the hard work, with doing the planning, with being consistent with what it is. It's reminding me of, you know, say like if we're talking about physical, we'll use this as an example. Years and years ago, I know that I've talked about this on the podcast, but there was about 5 or 6 year period in my 30s where I was running like consistently. I started off being definitely a coach potato. Like I walked all the time as well. Then it wasn't as if I was a complete couch potato, but I did have weight to lose and I definitely wasn't like fit enough to run. And I stayed consistent with it. And there was a lot of sacrifice with it. You know, the time I had to dedicate time to it. I had to be consistent to it. I had to, you know, deal with all of the blisters and all of the pain and all of the shin splints and all of the things. And I had set my eye on the prize that this is something that I was going to do. I had a goal and it didn't matter how hard it was going to be. I was going to do it. And I did it, you know, and I ended up running a couple half marathons and a bunch of 5Ks and 10Ks. And it became such an amazing thing in my life. And then I had to go through the experience of having that, being in the best shape of my life, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and then having an injury and having some health issues in which I wasn't able to do that anymore. Then I had to, you know, kind of move with the energy of, because I was almost self, I loved being a runner is what I should say. And I don't know if I would have been, I don't know if it's fair to say that I was over-identifying with the image of a runner, or if I'm like, I'm a runner now and that's my life. In a way, yes, maybe. But what I'm trying to say is when you're taken out of that and you feel like you don't have any control in something that you love or you enjoy or something that you have succeeded at and that's taken away from you, there's a grieving process. Like, who am I now? Who am I now that I can't do that? Who am I now that I'm struggling with my health or I've gained weight and I can't seem to lose it? What am I still worthy? Am I still happy? You know, and it's kind of bringing up these feelings of this month right now is maybe there's some things that a lot of us have lost. A lot of sacrifice has happened, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. And we're getting a little bit tired. We're a little bit fatigued. We're feeling a little bit down, like we're impatient. That's what's coming through as well. I know there's a point to this story. There always is. Anytime I feel the urge to share a personal story, somebody always reaches out to me and tells me that they can relate or they can resonate or they thank me for sharing. So I know there's a reason for it, but I'm going to move from it in this moment. We understand what we mean by sacrifice, I'm hearing from spirit in this moment. We're also going to talk about a bit with the energy of the rose and the energy forecast of March, but impermanence, right? And when you think about a rose or any living thing, there certainly is a feeling of impermanence. It's not alive forever, right? It's here for a short time. I'm gonna do my little inserting a song lyric in here again, as I often do, because that's how my spirit guides speak to me. One of the ways, but you know, the trooper song, we're not here for a long time. We're here for a good time. We're here for a good time. We're not here for a long time. That's how it goes. But it's kind of the same gist. It's about accepting the impermanence of life. Now, just because the flower doesn't last forever, your beautiful garden that you've spent months and months and months and months tending to and weeding and growing and loving is all going to die, right? It's not going to be a living for that long, but it doesn't matter to you because the beauty and the enjoyment and the enjoyment of the doing and the enjoyment of that brief pocket where you get to sit back and enjoy the fruits of your labor is worth it. It's worth the sacrifice, right? So I think that really connects to that message of maybe over-identifying with something as well, recognizing the impermanence of things as well. I wrote down, a rose is only alive for a moment, but it is still worth loving. We're also going to take that message a step further, I hear, in this moment when we're talking about relationships. Okay, I feel like there's a focus on relationships as well. If we are moving away from a relationship or releasing, letting go from, if we're healing from previous relationships, if we're outgrowing relationships or we have recently, you know, this is also a reminder of the impermanence of life and relationships as well. And some relationships and connections are only meant to last a season. They're not meant to last longer than that, but it's still worth loving. It's still worth experiencing, even if it's only for a short season. Again, bringing us back full circle to this message around trusting the timing, right? Trusting the timing of when people enter your life, when people enter and exit your life, knowing that there's all kind of a reason for that, and trusting in the timing. I keep seeing this image of a conveyor belt kind of moving through, almost like in a factory, right? And it always loops back around. It's always going to loop back around to you, is what I'm hearing. So trust in the timing. If something has recently exited your life and you are in a season of grieving and disappointment, that I keep hearing, don't worry, it's going to come back. It's going to come back. Now, it's not necessarily going to come back in the same package. It doesn't mean that those relationships, that exact person is going to come back. But what it does mean is that something better is going to arrive, something that is more aligned with you, something that you are more deserving of, as in whether they are, and that they are deserving of you. Okay, so do know that as well. I wrote down, working on relationships is key this month, especially around resolving any conflicts. So there may be a feeling of maybe not getting along with someone, old relationships kind of resurfacing. Maybe this is about resolving conflicts within yourself that a certain relationship or relationships have stirred up within you. But there kind of is this feeling of resolving. Conflict management comes in from our spirit guides today. Resolving, making peace with is a really big one. Making peace with, again, trusting the timing comes full circle for us. Okay, we're going to move into the overall soul's lesson. So that is to say, okay, what is all this weather, this energetic forecast? What is the point of it all? What is it trying to teach us? What is the Four of Pentacles and the Rose and the lessons that they bring? Overall, what is that helping our souls with, our evolution of the soul with? And we've got the Judgment card. So this is about releasing judgment, and this is about releasing or moving through, dissolving the illusion of separateness. It's kind of the understanding of when we judge one, when we judge another, we are actually judging ourselves. I wrote down, see yourself in everyone this month. It feels like there is deep encouragement for you to see yourself in everyone, to, you know, someone that is struggling, someone that is having a lot of trouble right now, someone that you are maybe not getting along with. Remember, there is a focus on conflict resolution within reason. We're not saying, I hear very clearly, we're not saying that we're going to go back to something that we've just recently, you know, caught ourselves out of and that was no good for us. We're not saying that, but we're saying if there's still, you know, desire, if someone is still on our mind, if there is kind of some things that have been left unsaid, this may be a good time for some conflict resolution. Use your discretion is what I'm hearing. Use your discernment, but do try to see yourself in everyone. And for the empaths listening, which I would hazard a guess is most of you, 99% of you, this might be a month when your compassion and your empathy for others is very, very heightened. And so, you know, it's pointing to you having the ability to see yourself in others. And even if you're watching a movie and that person and that character is living a totally different existence than yourself, and you can't totally understand what they're going through, but you have compassion and empathy for them. You're able to see them as human, as like you, as the same, just a person that's living a different role than you are, just a person that has different experiences than you have. But being able to also go, I can imagine that if I had lived that experience, that maybe I would do the same thing or say the same thing. You know, it's kind of allowing yourself to dissolve the illusion of separation and not being in a place of judgment. And then the spirits of, remember the golden rule this month in March, which is, you know, we will treat others as we ourselves would like to be treated. So do remember that this month. Now, as I move on to the last three components of this weather forecast, I'm going to do the animal one first, and it's going to come in a little bit differently. So what I normally do, if you're someone new to this podcast, is after I do the tarot, oracle, and soul lesson message, I take a moment to, close my eyes and see what animal enters my third eye, and I see what color enters, and I see what number enters, and then I give messages from that animal number and color of what it really wants to help support you with or show you this month. The thing that is different is the animal that's going to come through. So as I was shuffling the oracle deck that I was using for this month, I kept seeing the image of another deck in my mind. And so I went into my cupboards back here in my bookshelf, and I grabbed the deck that I was seeing. And the deck that I was seeing is called Animal Guides by Radley Valentine. Now, this is a tarot deck. And so I thought, well, why do I want to have two tarot decks today? But I trusted that I should pull a card from that deck, and I did. And it's in front of me. And what I heard as I was sitting with the energy of this card is, use this as the animal messenger for today. So that's what we're going to do. So the animal messenger of today is a goose. A goose, which I am seeing a ton of lately in like stores and home decor and stuff. It's like all of the 90s have come back with a vengeance, and I'm here for it as a 90s kid. Okay, so animal guide goose, I wrote down, this is about the importance of communication. Okay, so think about all the other messages that have come through. We've talked about the planning with the Four of Pentacles, with the balance and the work around belief and worthiness around what it is that you want to work through. With the Rose, we talked about the impermanence of life, but you know, all things having are worth doing. I don't know what the saying is, something like that. The sacrifice that might come from the planning, but it takes you to the rose. It takes you to the goal. We talked about that. We talked a little bit about relationships and maybe some conflict resolution or some letting go of, I keep hearing let bygones be bygones. Letting go of some things, being able to see from another person's perspective through your heightened compassion and empathy this month. And then the goose brings in communication. So this is one of the ways that we're doing a lot of that work, is we're going to communicate. We're going to talk it out. We're going to share our feelings. We're going to write them down. Whatever it is, however you will channel that information, it is important that you are focused this month on the lovely throat chakra, and you allow yourself to express, and you allow yourself to communicate, to be heard, but also to listen is what I hear. Also, the goose kind of brings through a feeling of a lot of old memories resurfacing, which is interesting. Now, I did mention a couple songs in this episode. I also mentioned, you know, like not necessarily, I didn't mention a movie or a TV show, but I did kind of bring forth a feeling of like maybe we're watching something and we're getting really invested in the character or the movie, and we are feeling really compassionate and empathetic towards. I feel like the reason spirits bringing me back to those things is old memories may resurface this month based on songs that we're hearing, that we're listening to, TV shows or movies that we're watching or that randomly show up in our lives. And they're bringing up a feeling of like old memories. So I do hear about nostalgia this month. This might be a month in which we are feeling kind of extra sort of nostalgic. That would make sense. When we are fearing change, as the Four of Pentacles brought through that we might be, when we're trying to, because essentially all of this is saying we want to feel more aligned. We want to feel more comfortable. That's what all of these messages are saying. And can you be comfortable in what is, in where you are right now, not in where you're going to be in 10 years or 5 years, not in, if everything's perfect in your life, but embracing the impermanence, right? Can you be comfortable right now? And if we are trying to feel more comfy, wouldn't it make sense that maybe we are attracted towards things that make us feel that way? And I don't know about you, but I am somebody that likes to revisit music that I used to listen to in my younger years, or TV shows or movies. In fact, I just had a t-shirt made by a local person that makes amazing screen print clothing, and I got a Rainbow Bright t-shirt that says "Made in the 80s," and I was like, yeah. That is nostalgia, right? It's just like wanting to feel that comfort, that nostalgia. And so I feel like as we are drawn towards things that are nostalgic this month, or maybe you're being encouraged to watch those old movies, listen to the music you used to listen to when you were younger, and be taken back, transported back to those times, that some old memories may resurface. That would make sense that they would. So I wrote down old memories resurfaced. I'm bringing forward some that need to be healed, and some that are reawakening rather old dreams. Okay, so allow that universal magic to move through. Allow your compassion, your empathy, your ability to embrace the impermanence of life, your ability to be in the moment. Allow it to hold you. Try to bring as much comfort into your life as you can. Kind of like what I'm hearing is there might be a storm outside your door, but you're in charge of the inside of your house. What happens inside of the four walls? It's kind of reminding me of like you can decorate any way you want to. You can have any pictures you want up on the wall that you want to. You can make your home. And when I say home, they're using it as a metaphor. Okay. It could literally be your home. Okay, but it's metaphoric here. This could be your home, right? Your physical self. What you have in your home or how you decorate your home is up to you. And so it can be a very hard, what's the word I'm looking for? It's escaped me, but you know what I mean. It can be hard out there. It doesn't have to be hard in here. Inside your home should be a shelter. And if we're thinking about this metaphorically, then we're thinking about our heart, we're thinking about our minds, we're thinking about how can we be more comfortable right now? How can we feel sheltered from the storm that's outside? It's about knowing that outside of us, shit could be hitting the fan, but inside of us, it doesn't have to. We are in control of the inside of us. So do whatever you can to make that shelter as comfortable as possible for you. Don't like you, there's you have enough critics, is what I'm hearing. We all have enough critics outside. Don't make your own internal voice another one. Okay? No, is what I hear from your spirit guides. And then the question, the inquiry that I'm going to bring forward to you with this, and I feel like makes sense for the whole message of this whole podcast so far, is how is the past affecting your current life, good or bad? I want you to think about that for this month of March 2026. That is your homework. How is the past affecting your life, good or bad? I also hear if you're not listening to this in March 2026, then it doesn't matter. It's still an inquiry. This is still the weather forecast for you in that moment, in this season of your life, whenever it is that you're listening. I do keep seeing JU, so I'm really curious if this is if somebody's actually going to be listening to this for the first time in June or July. Let me know if that's you, because I keep hearing about it. Okay, so lastly, what we're gonna do really quickly is I'm gonna see what comes in when we talk about a color and also what we're gonna get as a number. So I'm just gonna close my eyes for a moment. We're gonna see what wants to come in for that color support. Ooh, lovely. It is purple. It is purple. And my pen died. That's okay. We're gonna go with the flow here. Purple. Purple. Okay, tell me more purple. What are you supporting us with this month? Interesting. So the first thing that comes through is peace. Okay, peace, inner peace, finding peace within self. I think that makes sense. We talk about the shelter within your metaphorical home. So peace. I love it because my actual home has a purple front door. So I love that connection for myself personally. Maybe you can resonate if purple is a color that you love or that you have within your home in some way, or color that you love to wear. But purple is bringing forward peace this month. So it is a color to lean on, whether it's just a color you visualize when you need to feel more peaceful, you're trying to calm yourself down or regulate yourself. It might be a color that you reach for in the closet, you wear your snazzy purple socks, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. But purple is a color that wants to support you this month to bring you a feeling of more peace. I also keep hearing, I kept seeing an overlap. You know those kind of graphs where you might see three circles and you got one circle here, and then there's one that overlaps the two circles. I'm seeing that, and it was like a blue circle and a red circle, and then the inside was purple. Right? And I was like, what a clever way to show me that blue and red make purple. Yes. But there's also this message of blending. And I'm hearing it's kind of about, like, this is the message about extremes, or the one or the other. And what if it isn't one or the other? And what if it is both? And what if when we are thinking about bringing forward things from the past, we are, you know, say there's things that are coming up that are uncomfortable, that are just like making us feel uncomfortable, discontent, whatever the word is, stressed out, worried. And then there's all these good things. What if there's like an overlap? What if it doesn't have to be one or the other? What if some of the discomfort, some of the trial and tribulations, the thorns on the rose, they're saying, what if they have, you know, blended in or bled into the future or the other? It's essentially, without getting convoluted, because I feel like this is kind of a convoluted message. Essentially, it's a saying, is like, it's not all been for naught. What has come from the past, what you have learned, what you have been through, has directly impacted where you are now and where you're going. So it's like taking the lessons from the past and allowing them to, if you can use them as fuel versus as, you know, putting sand in your gas tank, if it, instead you allow it to fuel your fire, you'll get there a lot quicker, is what I'm saying. I think this is that message about judgment, right? And about releasing judgments. And when we judge another or we judge ourselves from the past, we're really judging ourselves. We're judging our current self. And that in itself is like not learning the lesson, is holding us back. So this message around the blending of, it's like just the acceptance of all and the moving away from the one or the other, the extremes, and instead finding a really neutral, balanced place. So, and that a neutral, balanced place does offer peace. So I can see why those two messages are coming together with this color purple. Okay, thank you. And now we're going to see what number comes through. And I keep seeing 1717. Interesting. Okay. I feel like in the past we've had sevens and ones come in a lot. And I don't remember what we had last month. I could maybe revisit it really quickly if I can find it quickly in my notepad here. But if I can't quickly, I'll leave it. February. Okay. Interesting. So I'm looking at the February energy forecast notes. So we had the Four of Cups. So we had the Four of Cups, and this time we had the Four of Pentacles. So there's a similarity. Did we have a number come in? And if so, what was it? We had sixes come in last month. We had blue and we have a donkey. Interesting. Okay. I was just trying to see if like if 1-7 had come in last month. The answer is no, but I know we have had it recently. Okay, so I'm also realizing I wasn't talking into the mic when I was doing that. So apologize if I didn't sound as clear. So tell me what 1-7-1-7 means. So first thing I'm hearing is this can be thought of as an angelic number this month, a number of support. If you are seeing variations of one and sevens, especially 1-7-1-7, please take it as a divine intervention is what I'm hearing. It's we're being asked to in the moment of seeing a number like that or variations of one and seven. What was I just thinking about? What was I just saying? What was I just listening to? What was I just reading? Please ask yourself the question when you do see those numbers, because that is saying that you're on the same vibration, the same frequency as the thing that you're working towards, or that what you were thinking about listening to, etc., is resonating as the vibration of truth, right? So it is telling you that you're on to something. Keep going, keep going. Now, one very much stands for leadership, direction, being able to lead yourself, be able to be discerning, make decisions for self. It's essentially a quality of leadership. Okay. And then we got the sevens, which is a highly spiritual number. And it's a number that is associated with, they're telling me, is associated with spiritual support, divine support. So if we combine, okay, we're leading ourselves, we are making decisions, we are self-led, but we're not doing it alone. Right? We've got the seventh heaven. we've got the connection to our spirit guides, to our loved ones in spirit, to the divine, to our higher selves. We combine those numbers together. The message is you are not alone. You are not doing this alone. That when you trust yourself, the essence of who you are, your soul self, is in fact connected, is a part of the divine. Right. So therefore, your inner voice is the voice of us, is the voice of the divine, I'm hearing. So please trust yourself. Know when you lead yourself that you are being supported. You're being divinely supported and divinely held. Lovely. Okay, that's what I've got for you for this March energetic forecast. I hope that it finds you happy and healthy. I am looking forward to talking to you again. Take good care, stay safe, stay healthy, and I'll see you back here again very soon.
If you have enjoyed this episode, please consider hopping on over to wherever you listen to your podcast and giving it a 5-star review. Thank you so much in advance. If you'd like to keep in touch, please head over to my website, theintuitiverising.com, to keep up with all the things that I have been doing. I also have a private Facebook community for people just like you. It's called the Intuitive Rising Community. All you gotta do is request to join, and I will let you in. Keep rising.